Well now, boys and girls, you have been listening to a good children's speaker during the past week. Now you'll have to listen to Pastor Cardwell. All right, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. I wonder who's going to get it for me among the children who are here this morning. Are you all too tired after the hard slog you had, some of you, every night? Romans chapter 5, 12. Anyone got it? Come, come. A bit of sloth about here this morning. A good ban. Read away. That's the stuff. Good. That's well read. Did we all hear that? Up in the gallery? Nodding of heads? I hope it's not nodding off to sleep. They think I can't see them, you know, these people up there, but they're the most visible people in the whole congregation. If you want the pastor to really see what you're doing, you go up to the gallery. If you want to dodge him, you come right down to the front seat. I shouldn't have told you that, should I? Right. Scottish story this morning. I've been going about with Mr. Creelman all week, and he's been talking about Peru. And I've heard so much of Peru, I said to him recently, now Desmond, if you ever take the flu during the winter, I'll stand in on your deputation nights because I'm becoming a real expert. But I didn't hear one word about Scotland the whole week. He never mentioned it. I'll have to go on to him about that. I want to tell you about a place in Scotland near a town called Haddington. Very simple place. In fact, it's so simple that most people would just drive past it. It consists of four stones along the side of the road. Now, one's a very big, big stone, so you can see it. The other three are not so conspicuous. That's a very big word. Not so easily seen, and they're marked by posts. Now, those four stones along this road near Haddington are called by a very strange name. They are called Adam's Leap. Adam's Leap. Long ago, about 200 years ago, there was a man called Adam, and he was a very good athlete. He was also a good poet, and he was a bit of a character. He was a farmer. He's one of those people who, well, they're good at everything. Good at everything. He could run well, and he could jump well. Well, one night, Adam got some of his friends round about him, and he did what we call nowadays a triple jump. You know what that is? A triple jump? It is a what? How do you do a triple jump? That's right, Colin. Thank you. You're awake, sir. Good. That's the feedback I'm getting. Right. A hop. We call it sometimes a hop, skip, and a jump. So Adam Skervington, strange name, decided that he would show off, and he did a hop, a skip, and a jump. And those four stones mark that leap he made nearly 200 years ago. Now, he wasn't very tall. He was 5'8", about 4 inches shorter than the pastor. About 5'8", and he didn't look all that athletic, but he seemed to be a very good jumper. And if you want to take a tape measure, if you ever go to see that the four stones I'm talking about, and measure, you'll discover that hop, skip, and a jump took him 61 feet, 6 inches. Now, that would take you from where Alan Poots is sitting, there, nice and quietly up at the back, to where Colin's sitting at the front. All right, if you went right around that aisle, you would jump from the door right to there. I measured it out this morning, not with a tape measure, just with feet. 61 feet, 6 inches. Now, there's a bit of a problem about this, because the world record currently is held by an Englishman. I'm very glad about this. It's held by an Englishman. He's called Jonathan Edwards. He's got a very good name. And he has jumped just about 59 feet. So he's a wee bit to go. You see, Adam from Haddington jumped 61 feet, 6 inches. So this man is still a couple of feet. But there's a wee snag. Some people think there's been a bit of cheating. And maybe every time an Englishman sets a record, somebody comes along and moves one of the stones, you see. And then they can always say, well, you know, a Scotsman is the best at hop, skip, and jump. I'm not sure about that. But it seems very strange that a man of 5'8", 200 years ago, could jump 61 feet, 6 inches, and our modern athletes still can't make it. So you can believe that or not. But there it is, Adam's leap along the road to Haddington. If you look at verse 12 of chapter 5 of Romans, that's the verse that we had read to us this morning, you'll see another Adam. And he didn't jump. He fell. He fell. And Adam fell the day he disobeyed God. And although Adam's leap in Haddington is 61 feet 6 inches, Adam's fall was far greater than that. He fell from being God's friend to being God's enemy. He fell from being obedient to being disobedient. He fell from life to death. In fact, you couldn't measure how far Adam fell. And we are told in that verse that we are still feeling the effects of it today. Long ago in the Garden of Eden, Adam, you'll remember, was told not to do something. And he did it. And he fell, and he fell, and he fell, and he fell. So far, he fell from being God's friend to losing fellowship with him. He fell from having life to becoming a person who would die. He fell from being innocent to being a sinner. And it's a good job the Lord Jesus came, isn't it? And he died on the cross. So that not only Adam, but all who have fallen through him and through their own folly might go at last to heaven, cleansed by Christ's precious blood. So we don't know really how far Adam in Scotland jumped. He may have jumped a good bit further than we think, or a good bit less. It doesn't matter. What we're thinking about this morning is how far Adam fell, and we're thankful today that Jesus died, that we might go at last to heaven, cleansed by his precious blood.